very short ha'aris, going backwards. The first one is, it's interesting, Paro knows all the languages, but for some reason he couldn't be Toifis Lashon HaKodesh. So the question is, why not? You'll tell me some people, they're not so good with languages. Clearly that wasn't Paro's issue, because Paro knew all the languages. As far as we know, Gavriel didn't teach them to him. So why isn't Paro? Couldn't comprehend the language of Lashon HaKodesh. So I don't know, but maybe this is a little bit of a makar to read that we spoke about in Lashon HaKodesh part 2. And that is a major discussion whether learning Lashon HaKodesh is Limud HaTorah, whether it's not Limud HaTorah, whether or not you can study Diktuk and Lashon HaKodesh in a Beis HaKisei, for example. But Dvarim Atikin, if learning Lashon HaKodesh is included in Talmud Torah, so we know already, they're already Makairis, that Torah is something that a Yid has a Shaykhis to, but if they don't have a Shaykhis to, not only don't they have a mitzvah, not only is it Aser, but they can't even be Toifus, they can't even understand it. There's a lot of anecdotes related to this Indian, but the point is that if Lashon HaKodesh is Talmud Torah, maybe that would be a little bit of a Pesach for us to be able to understand why it is that Paro is able to understand, got it right, all the languages, but for some reason when it comes to the language of Lashon HaKodesh, this is something that's above his pay grade, this is something that suddenly he has no way of understanding. That's the first story.